Good morning, and welcome to Morning Devotions, sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm the Reverend Angela Bosfield Palacios, the Anglican Hospital Chaplain and the Associate Priest at Christ Church Cathedral. Today is Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024, and we are still in the season of Lent. Let us pray the collect for Ash Wednesday. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Today, we will consider a section of the lesson from Genesis chapter 45. The reference is verses 1 through 15, but I will read to you the first portion. Joseph was no longer able to control his feelings in front of his servants, so he ordered them all to leave the room. No one else was with him when Joseph told his brothers who he was. He cried with such loud sobs that the Egyptians heard it, and the news was taken to the king's palace. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But when his brothers heard this, they were so terrified, they could not answer. Then Joseph said to them, "Please come closer." They did, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset or blame yourselves because you sold me here. It was really God who sent me ahead of you to save people's lives. This is only the second year of famine in the land. There will be 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor reaping. God sent me ahead of you to rescue you in this amazing way and to make sure that you and your descendants survive. So it was not really you who sent me here, but God. He has made me the king's highest official. I am in charge of his whole country. I am the ruler of all Egypt." The word of the Lord. As we reflect on the chances and changes in Joseph's life, let us consider what it is that God has done for us. Let us consider the ways in which God has brought us through adversity and calamity, trial and tribulation, and has been able to bless us in ways that we did not anticipate. And so I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to keep your eyes open to see how God can use any and every situation to bring you to a higher place of prayer and of praise, to help you to bless other people with the wisdom that you have gained from your experience. I pray that we will all use every opportunity that we have to see what God is doing behind the scenes and to see how God is changing us in the process and who we are becoming as we journey with the Lord. And so, as hard as it is, as rough as it can be, as devastating and traumatic as some situations are, we ask God to bless every situation, to redeem every moment, to bring us through those valleys of the shadow of death and to help us to find green pastures and still waters once again. And so I encourage you to be open to see the way that God can truly make good out of everything and that we can see our God loving us, saving us, preserving us, and helping others to be blessed as well. May you be an amazing asset to your nation. God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us in this morning devotions. And we pray that you will share this with others so that they too may be blessed. Have a wonderful day.